Daniel Gonzalez. He is the director of graduate studies in computer science and IT at one of the campuses of ITES in System, Estado de Mexico. And he will be speaking about open data opportunities within the fiber Mexico's known future internet work of Mexico's known. Miguel, welcome.
Needs. For example, for visualization astronomy, it's very important, it's crucial for them. For example, in digital language in education, we have some other particular for cultural issues. Also, we have this specialization needs. So the problem is that several these efforts are very common, and in each initiative it is duplicated and so on. So the idea here is to have these particular resources. For example, here in this case, for research initiatives and science initiatives, and to share it with the community. So this way, what is FIBER? So FIBER is a three-region public-private partnership program of the European Union. The goal is to capture new opportunities derived from future internet technology. What does it mean? Facilities in networking, computing, and open data, of course, but also the applications. And, with this internet technology trends, by increasing the effectiveness of business or even research processes and infrastructures to support application areas, it's very interesting to have this push logic, ensuring, of course, the leadership of these technologies beyond research and technology development, of course. So, in one side, we have the ICT applications research, in which we have these needs, as visualization, storage, and so on. And these applications or needs will enhance the application pool, because I need these facilities. But on the other side, we have the ICT technology research pushing the technologies, these facilities and so on. The platform wants to take profit of this push and pull needs, of course, and like an economy, just to launch a common platform. So it's a little quite complicated because the program started in 2011 with use cases. Applications, of course, and they do a general architecture having these facilities coming, of course, from applications. They by using, of course, enablers, hardware enablers, software enablers, data storage, of course, databases, networking, and so on. So the first phase was to establish what are these common generic enablers. Well, enablers. To develop generic enablers, and then to verify not only in these the applications, but also in some other ones in which there was a post. Then, once the H2020 started in 2014, there was an extension and use cases not only for research and development, but also in entrepreneurship. This is very important because it gives the opportunity to people, individuals, to use these enablers and use it for their own ideas. So here, the first one is the capacity building, the use case scenarios, and to enhance using the platform components. So at the end, we have a platform ready to use. Develop and also to be in a productive way. So this is the platform today. Of course, they have in the H2020 special program for research. We can contribute with the platform or with the applications. And now, not only for big research initiatives, but also for initiatives for entrepreneurship. And this is quite very interesting for us because it gives us the opportunity to have a platform for research issues, but also for individuals in order to tackle needs, for example, for this challenge for datos abiertos and some other issues, of course. So, sorry. So this is the state today, because there was the development phase of this firework core. Of course, you can think in this platform as a set of Lego components, hardware, software, network, and so on. Everything is open, and then to do the test for large scale applications in a very if you want, just to verify it supports a very intensive use, of course. But then the innovation focus, this is a very particular one, because this is really new for individuals, and this is something that they are testing through 16 accelerators across Europe. It's not so much, but this first stage, it is working. The idea here in Mexico is not only to have a node, the capacity node, just for research issues, but also for entrepreneurship. And in technological contrary, we have the capacity, because in each campus we have an office, technology transfer office, but also incubators and accelerators. Several of other universities have the same facilities and the same offices, for example, UNAM, SIC, and so on and so forth. And this is very interesting initiative in order to, when we have people coming to these business incubators and accelerators with particular needs, but they lack of expertise in these technology facilities. So this is just an example of where they have what they call fiber labs. And some of these fiber labs, they have also initiatives for smart cities. It's a very particular one, because in these cities, they have sensor networks with also, for example, capacity to measure temperature and some other variables, and put all of this data free to use in real time, not only, for example, in open data and in some files, but just free to use and to develop applications. So, the target areas at the moment are in energy, manufacturing, e-health, tourism, mountains, ICT, agri-food, smart cities. This is a very particular application here, because they launch a particular call for smart cities. And the strategy for fiber for these 2 years is, first of all, accelerate the technology they use, of course. To have a user commitment of the partners, because it's an open source community. You can use it, you can develop, and if you want to contribute, you can do it. Of course, they must validate the things you develop, but the idea is to use it. Once the development is done, it could be in a productive way, you can also use the facilities of fiber. Once it is in the industrial application, you can pay it to them, or even you can also develop your own facilities, just to develop in the next version. Internalization, fiber is going global. Mexico is one of the first nodes behind the frontiers within Europe. And smart cities, vertical sectors, is a very crucial initiative, as I've already said. Now we have the fiber launched in October with a very small node with 100 cores, each core having 4 processors, having I think 2 gigas RAM for user if you want, and 500 gigas for user. So each core has this, at least this series. But then, at this moment we have 700 cores. What we would expect is to at this moment is in Infotech facilities in Aguascalientes. And now, what we want is to have at the end of the year, to the latest, to have a connection, direct connection with technological Monterrey, and go beyond one thousand course. What is most important, as Carlos Casasud says, once we have facilities, where are the applications? Well, we have at this moment the applications for example, smart campus, smart cities. There are small initiatives, Guadalajara, Tijuana, Querétaro, Puebla, some other cities, but it's the stage of the construction of the infrastructure. Once we have the infrastructure, we have to manage the information from the moment. And the problem is that we have to pay several for some vendors licenses, and it could be expensive for government. So, the latest news is that in order to cooperate with our neighbors, North America, of course we have in Latin America all these initiatives in Mexico, and now in Chile, they are starting initiatives, but also in Argentina, Costa Rica, Panama, Nicaragua, Colombia, Korea, is the first one having an agreement to promote fiber, the use of fiber. But in North America, they just started some 2 weeks ago the first discussions with US Connect and just to deploy some collaboration with the fiber. This is just a use case because we have the open data with Neki. Particular repository because it is important to know that Infotech, because it's a national research center in Hong Kong, they manage the open data initiative in order to, of course, use this data for several federal entities. So the objective here is to provide a methodological and topological basis to operate big data in the process of statistical information generation. This case for Inegi, and there are some other early initiatives. So the idea is to have the data coming from formal and informal sources available on the web, like for example, user comments for social networks, blogs, as for example some marketing companies do. So to have information and statistical indicators obtained from this information, and complement this with the information coming already for the INEGI. So, the project this faces the development of extensive general framework to provide guidance for guiding the construction, storage, the processing, integration, analysis, and isolation of data generated and shared on the web for this particular needs. Does it mean everything will be collected and storage over there? The important is to use it, for example, for readers and so on, which should happen in a real-time ingestion or in a batch, of course. Also, the development of a software platform that implements the general framework. At the very beginning, the idea was to develop an entire software solution. But now what we want is to take advantage of the fiber platform. And you need to have a deletion process of the general framework and software platform for a case study. There are some case studies. The main one is in health, for example, in the case of the H1N1 problem. And just to be very, very clear in what we understand in open data, just remind that we have several high levels of open data, the 5 stars coming from the W3C towards open data. To have a level one is just to remember you, it is we have data available on the web format, but in a lot of places, to be open data. The idea is to have data, whatever format, if you have it in a PDF or something. The second one is available as a national readable structured data, for example, an Excel, instead of an image or a scan of a table. The level three, most of the initiatives, open data initiatives, open work, for example, data, has this level as the same as two, but in a non-proprietary format, like CSV. So normally, open data initiatives like datos.gov.nx is the same because you have this kind of files in CSV or in text, of course, in an open license, non-proprietary. And the full level is all about the other three, but use open standards from W3C, like RDF and Sparkle, having a semantic process. But it's important to note that there are several solutions managing semantic web, ontologies, of course, but it depends in a very strong manner on having a solution in a semantic web against a semantic repository having a complete one. And five is, of course, all the above plus linked to other data for people's, people use people's data to provide context. So at the end, what we want is to have this open data from ENGP, from the startup, federal, municipal information, because, as I have already said, InfoTech have the opportunity to take access of this data and to have the first use cases to put it in a way that in most of it will be readable. And the idea is to take the facilities of the network with Buddhist and other partners to take advantage of this. So this is just an example, just taking advantage of the solution, just with the fiber generic enablers. In this case, we have the Cosmos Big Data components, the Orion Progress Broker. And here, all the open Mexican data that's already in the CCAN model. So this is that's it. There are several opportunities in order to have this. The idea is to have several talks, workshops, in order to promote fiber, but also the use. There's also a beginner's toolkit that will be launched at the end of this month, next week. what we want is to take advantage and to share it to you. So for me, thank you.
I would like to take the opportunity to open a space for questions for the four conferences that we just heard. We will take 5 to 10 minutes from the coffee break. We have a half hour coffee break, so 15 minutes would be, or 20 minutes would be okay to have a coffee break. So if you want, some of you wanted to make some questions, if you want to make questions to the presenter, to the speakers, you were going to make a question. Yeah, you can make questions on any of the
parts. Information to study the stability of the buildings and predict when that building will collapse, for instance.
Sí, la información tiene toda posibilidad de utilizar lo que es el análisis estructural que lo hemos realizado en algunos inmuebles, como es información de alta precisión, a tener dos tipos de datos en cierto periodo de separación del levantamiento, da la posibilidad de poder analizar el comportamiento estructural. Caso real que ya lo hicimos fue en el torreón norponiente del Palacio Nacional de la Ciudad de México, donde a partir de los sismos del año 2012, comparados con los 2009 que teníamos ya previo de escaneo, pudimos determinar cómo estaba trabajando estructuralmente cada uno de los cuerpos de este programa.
¿Alguna otra pregunta? Si no tienen más preguntas, yo sí quisiera hacer un... Nancy.
En el caso, en el último caso que presentaste, Miguel, de, que integra el, la plataforma de SICAN de datos abiertos del gobierno, bueno, que está recopilando, y que, ¿cuáles son los retos que han enfrentado desde el punto de vista semántico? ¿No? Porque, bueno, por ejemplo, yo he navegado un poquito en la plataforma de SICAN de datos abiertos y algunas otras plataformas, y la escritura como que están los datos, no existen muchos metadatos, ¿no? Entonces, ¿cuál es el reto mayor ahí que has visto?
Bueno,
sí, realmente, bueno, para empezar, SICAN todavía no se está dando. O sea, al menos ya es una, de que lo use mucha gente, es una buena ganancia, es decir, que es pues, para que sea, digamos, el estándar. Segundo es que los datos que están utilizando el SICAN en Infotec, ¿no? Que finalmente todavía no está abierto para los datos por todo, sino que lo que están haciendo es al menos colocarlos disponibles con esta semántica. Por supuesto, esto depende mucho del contexto en el que estás. Si estás en salud, pues al menos que esté en salud. Si está en epidemiología, particular salud, pues con datos epidemiológicos. Y en particular para la epidemiología, pues habría que ver qué tipo es. Eso depende mucho de si quieres que haya expertos que construyan las ontologías, una, o dos, que lo hagas, que sea que finalmente la información construya la ontología, y después que se valide. Ese es el gran reto, es el gran reto de la web semántica, y pues por supuesto lo siguen enfrentando, o sea, sigue este problema. Pero bueno, vamos ahí. Está.
Gracias. ¿Alguna otra pregunta? Si no quisiera...
Sobre la última presentación sobre los estándares de niveles de apertura de los datos, ¿hay algún estándar en el último nivel? O sea, ¿cómo conectas tus datos con los datos de otros? ¿Hay algo ya bien definido al respecto?
Pero aquí la idea es que para que puedas hacer realmente datos de Big Data, lo importante es que los repositorios, o al menos con que tú quieras conectarlo, tengan menos esa estructura semántica. De esta manera tú tienes un URI, lo das de alta y finalmente lo puedes exportar. Es decir, pues vamos a suponer que te puedes conectar con una buena velocidad con una base de datos y tú quieres, por ejemplo, un buen ejemplo.